Them two guys are our club. And I can tell you now, right, them two are going to take us to another place.
So it's title number 12 for the new Saints reaction from our intrepid reporting team at Park Hall, whilst Muggins here is stuck in the studio. Let's go straight to the top with the first interview. Over to Jonah with not one, but two special guests.
I'm with the manager, Scott Roscoe, his first title. Him and Steve Evans have done well to create the double in their first season. Scott, how does it feel?
Yeah, it's a good feeling. You know, before the season starts, your main ambition, your main objective is to win the league. Anything else that comes along is sort of a bonus, and to win two is fantastic in your first season.
And Scott, people thought, and a lot of us thought, it would have been a title race this season, right? You've won it. I'm not saying at a canter because you've had to perform really well, but looking from the outside, Scott, you've won it at a canter.
Yeah, you know, certainly after that first game where you lose 5-2 and everyone's looking at it and thinking this is a season where the other teams are going to be a lot closer and it's going to be harder. Yeah, it is, but I think that has only spurred us on. That first game of the season has certainly spurred me on, and it's a learning curve in management, and obviously I'm at the very start of it, but to come out of that and then go on a great run, you know, we've had some fantastic performances. It's not been easy. It's not been, you know, exactly like we had last season where we were dominating 27 games in a row, but I think we've done equally as well overall for the whole squad.
How soon do you start looking at the summer and next season, Scott?
Yeah, we've started looking at probably 2-3 weeks ago, being honest, not being ahead of ourselves, but we have to because of certain players won't be at the club next season that we've offered contracts to. So we've had to get identified targets, look to get those in, and certainly the planning and preparation is well underway.
And last one, Scott, how different has it been, right? You've been a coach, obviously, a great coach underneath Alisson and all that. How different is it as a number one?
It's totally different because, you know, your decisions are the be-all and end-all. They're the final decision. You know, if it doesn't go your way, it's you that's with your head on the block. So it's interesting. It's something that I've wanted to do. And I've been given the chance, and hopefully I've done well enough in the first season, you know, to continue doing that in that role. And we're going to look to strengthen and continue in the same vein.
Malcolm Allen's just joined us. Mal, a double in your first season, right, as a manager,
yep,
at any level of football.
Oh, it's just great, isn't it? It's great for Scott. Yeah, big shoes to fill, I think. But it's always, you know, players buying into your own ideas when you start off a new season. And more than anything else for TNS is inspiring them to go win again. That's the hardest part. And Scott's done that. So really well done for what he's done this season. And also now he can add to what he's got for next season, because the European changes makes a hell of a difference though.
Yeah. Well, from myself, Jonah, Malcolm Allen, the top dog on Scorio, and we can only congratulate you, Scott, because for us, like I said, as football people, right, don't underrate a double, right? It may never happen again, Scott.
No, absolutely.
Right? It is fantastic. Well done from everybody, Scott. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And now let's cross over to Greg Draper, 100 league goals in a TNS shirt. And he's with Stuart Blaw from TNS TV.
Greg Draper, you've been stuck on 99 goals for quite some time now. Well, that drought came to an end in style today. Tell us all about it.
Yes, obviously starting to get to me a little bit, being stuck on 99, but it was nice to get an early one. A bit of luck, a bit of a deflection off the defender, but you know, I'll take anything. I would have taken it, bouncing off my knee and, you know, through the keeper's legs if I had to, but nice to get the early one and obviously get three more as well. I thought the main thing was that, you know, we put on a good performance, lift the trophy.
Well, that was my next question. You scored the four goals, of course. 5-1 victory for TNS. Ultimately, it is about the team, and it was a comprehensive performance and result at the end of the day.
Yeah, I thought we dominated really from start to finish. Created a lot more chances. I had a couple more chances. Could have maybe had one or two more. But yeah, we looked apart from obviously the free kick, which I thought was a soft free kick to give away, really. They didn't really look like scoring. So no, it's great. We just got to make sure we keep doing that for the next 4 weeks and finish off the season with a bit of momentum.
And you've been at the New Saints for a number of seasons now. How does it feel winning the title, the seventh consecutive campaign on the bounce?
Yes, I said before, it still means the same as the first one. You know, I've been here for 7 years now, so I'm, you know, really good friends with a lot of the lads who have, you know, been here the whole time with me: Chris Marriott, Paul Harrison, Sarge, Az, Spence. So, you know, to keep winning trophies with all those lads, you know, keeps getting better and better, really.
And as you mentioned, those players, there is a good team spirit at the New Saints. How important is that in gelling together on the pitch as a successful side?
I'd say that's one of the main things, really, that's brought us all the success, really, is sort of keeping the majority of the squad together year on year, maybe only letting one or two go sort of each year. Helps us keep the squad, you know, sort of, you know, the fluency going, and you know, hopefully that continues this year. Hopefully, you know, hopefully we don't lose more than one or two players and bring one or two more stronger ones in to keep the competition going.
Well, we're certainly enjoying the moment this afternoon, but we do want to look ahead as well. Next week, Bangor City on the road. That'll be a tough one because they're competing for the second place.
Yeah, obviously they've got a lot more to play for than us, but like I said, it's important that we keep, you know, keep the winning performances going, so we got some momentum going into Europe. And obviously Bangor's gonna, you know, have everything to play for, so it's gonna be a really tough game. And hopefully, I haven't scored against Bangor this year yet, so hopefully banging another hat trick against them just to keep a few people quiet.
Greg Draper, congratulations on the win. Congratulations on lifting yet another league title. And of course, on a personal level, that 100th league goal for the New Saints.
Cheers.
Thanks,
Ray,
for your time.
Thank
this
you.
Afternoon.
Thanks very much.
Well, Jonah joins me now. How much do you think that first title will mean to Roscoe and Evans as the start to their managerial careers then?
I think it'll mean a hell of a lot to Scott and Steve. They've completed what they were supposed to complete. I think at the beginning of the year, everybody said they were under pressure to follow Craig Harrison. And I think that win today takes them something like 18 points clear, which we doubted at the beginning of the season. And I think Scott just as said on the interview, the opening day defeat, the 5-2 defeat at Bangor, made them more determined. They were under pressure. People wondered whether they made the right choice, but they had us picked from within again. And these two people have been at the club for the last 10 to 15 years, with a little break for Steve going pro at Wrexham. But they know that they know the club inside out. They know what's required of them, and they've produced. Mark, simply, Roscoe and Evans in their first season in charge have produced. They've secured a double, and anything other than that in the first season, I think, would have been miraculous. Yeah, they lost in the Iron Brew Cup, which was a disappointment, and they're not going to win the Welsh FA Cup again. But to secure a double in your first season, let's not get carried away, it's a fantastic achievement.
You mentioned there, obviously, they have the TNS DNA rolling through them, but, you know, they will want to have done things their own way. So in terms of the strategy they've applied, Jono, what's different from Roscoe and Evans than from Harrison? What's the new strategy?
To be honest, Mark, that's one question I won't be able to answer. They obviously put their own stamp on it. They are their own people. Like I said, they both had incredible playing careers, and they were serial winners. So they've definitely put their own stamp on it. What it is, you know, it's just, to the eye, it doesn't seem much different to last season. They still play the same system. They play with two wingers, come off the wings and integrate the fullbacks going past them. So they got a great way of playing. It's the same way they've been playing the last five or six seasons with Harrison being there. Perhaps they were happy with it and they just wanted to tick on, and they knew it was a winning formula. So, hey, let's keep it going. Let's don't alter anything. What keeps winning? But whatever they've done it in a grand manner, Mark, and they've pulled away, to be fair to them. There were points at the season when they were under pressure, when some people thought it could be a title race all the way, and I was one of them. I thought the teams would have stayed a bit closer to their tails. But eventually, perhaps their full-time status and their experience over the last few years has seen them through, and they've won the league really well.
If you were to name me three players that have made the difference for TNS this season, who would they be?
Three players is putting you under, you know, is putting us under pressure. But I think Aaron Edwards is, as he proved for us last week for Wales against England, he was just, he's immaculate every week, and his engine is unbelievable. I think he's key in their cog. Tom Holland and Routledge do well in behind him most weeks as well. I'm pleased, Mark, to see the big man up top, Greg Draper. He's been somewhere along the line. You may have thought, and a lot of people might have thought, he's a little bit part of TNS because he doesn't get the plaudits, right? But how about that for a start, Mark, this afternoon? His 100th goal in 117 starts. I really didn't realise that his goal game per ratio goal scoring record was as good as that. 117 starts, 100 goals. Any other league in Europe, that would have been all over the papers. I think he deserves credit for that, Draper. And Rawlinson at the back, I think he's become one of their kingpins. And we can't forget, I'll go for four. Sorry to spoil it, Mike. I don't want to leave anybody out. But Harrison, obviously, Harrison keeps ticking the box in goals. Who can doubt his record?
I'm sure that was five, not four, but there we go. We'll gloss over that. I see the point you're making. But you're right about Draper. I mean, especially those two goals in about 3 minutes in the second half. That showed you something that perhaps we haven't, you know, maybe we have seen it of him in the past, but we seem to forget sometimes. He is, his light is sometimes quite under a bushel, Greg Draper, isn't it?
And I don't know why that is, Mark. Perhaps he raised the public profile of himself when he played for New Zealand. And since he hasn't been playing for the New Zealand squad, hey, is it too late for him to get a call-up back to him? Because if he's banging in goals like this, and it's up to us in the JD Welsh Premier League to promote it. Again, like this afternoon, four goals. It takes him, I think, to 24 for the season in all competitions. Scored two in Europe, scored two in the Welsh Cup, which I knocked out of, but he's got 18. I think he sealed the golden boot this afternoon, unless anybody goes crazy towards the end of the season. And he's been under the radar, Greg, but you just watch him. Watch him as a nine, the amount of work he puts into his game. And I'm really pleased for him, mate. Honestly, he deserves it. I won't have to say it again because I know you'll make hay about it now. But 100 goals in 117 starts—that's schoolboy stuff, mate.
Yeah, it was, and he was watched on by the past heroes of TNS, wasn't he? Because Craig Harrison was there, I saw Scott Quigley, Chiselvich was there as well. So it must have been interesting. Did you manage to catch a word with like Craig Harrison and Scott Quigley afterwards about how they felt about things?
Yeah, I've seen the lads after. They were a few of them were on the black stuff, the Guinness. They were enjoying it. They've obviously enjoying their rest. Johnny Toner was there. Naylor was there, the right back. That was great. Alfie Carter was there. There was a lot of the old boys there just to celebrate and winning. And as per usual, a few Guinnesses down the line. But about an hour after the game, they all reckon they could still play in the team now.
Well, the way things are going, I don't think they'd get a place, would they? Now, the focus switches perhaps even more to the battle for second. Nomads winning at Bala last Friday. Before we preview next weekend's fixtures, let's hear from Chris Venables from Bala.
You've got to be all playing well, to be honest, as a team. And we didn't have enough players tonight who did that, to be fair, myself included. So it's disappointing.
Key, obviously, closing us down, they worked hard. Is it fair to say that we'll probably be beaten by a better team tonight?
I thought there was a lot in it, really, to be fair. I think on the balance of it, they did probably edge us. And like I say, that's probably down to us not having enough players at the races, in fairness. So, yeah.
Obviously, we hit the bar. Les and Hazy went close to you. How disappointed is the dressing room tonight?
No, we're very disappointed. We had some good chances. I thought we had the better of the first half and the better of the half chances in the game, if you like. And like I said, we came close a couple of times. So obviously to lose at this stage of the season is disappointing. But we'll go again next week.
We lost Lewis second half, looked like a hamstring injury. Do you know how bad it is at the minute?
Not too sure, to be honest. Like I say, he pulled up, didn't he? So hopefully it's not too serious and we'll have him back quickly.
Proud moment obviously for you this week, playing for Wales and scoring. What sort of experience was that like?
That was great, yeah. No, really, it was a good game on Tuesday, and always a proud moment to play for Wales. So thoroughly enjoyed it. So yeah, it was good.
Ken Droid's now next week. We need to bounce back now, don't we?
Absolutely, yeah. Onwards to next week now. It'll be a good game away there, as it always is. And we'll look forward to that now and put things right next week.
So it's a good Friday trip for Bala to Druids. And having seen what you saw out of Druids recently, Jonah, will it be an easy ride, or are we underestimating the Druids' ability?
Listen, they've done a fantastic job in getting them into the top six. They missed their main... I was looking today, they did miss Alec Mudimu, who, again, you know, he needs to have... great recognition for playing for his country. He's playing in a tournament in Africa, so the club have obviously allowed him to go over there, and that's a fantastic achievement for the Druids. Sometimes it costs you, don't it? You know, he's been the man who's held them together in midfield this year, and he's had you know, great plaudits for it, and I think they missed him this afternoon. What I will say for the Druids, by the way, I was worried, Mark, at 48 minutes it went to 4-0. And the writing was on the wall for a real tonking. But sometimes you've got to take positives from games. And the last 40 minutes at TNS, you know, they've drawn the last 40 minutes 1-1, which is, you've got to take some sort of positives out of it. And Hughie got to cling on to that for the next game, because it's easy to roll over, Mac, when you're getting battered 4-0 in 48 minutes. But they dug in a little bit for him, and I think that's a decent sign. Something you've got to cling on to going into the next game.
And of course, we now have to look at what Nomads and Bangor are going to be up to. A busy Easter Saturday, no excuse to not to catch a game. Nomads hosting the Cardiff Met, Bangor hosting the New Saints. Neither easy games for them to pick up on points, but who do you think is more likely to pick up the points there, Nomads or Bangor?
You'd have to say Nomads, because they're playing at home against a Met team who are not in the best of form at the moment. They haven't had a great run, but they're all coming back to fitness, and so they could be dangerous. I mean, they're a decent, they're a very athletic team. You'd imagine Nomads will try and pin them in, and the Met could be good on the break. They're getting all their players back fit at the right time. You know what's in Christian Edwards' head now. He's just focusing on them one or two games which get his team into Europe. Well, the Nomads, they got a Welsh Cup semi-final coming up. The race for second spot is a great race now between the Nomads, Bala and Bangor. We were on about this afternoon. It really is tough to pick one, mate, but every game now is key. It's down to, say, the last, is it four or five games? And they're all cup finals, Mark. They're really, these managers and these top players now in this league, they're really having to earn, you know, they're earning their spurs now, because there's no chances now for slip-ups. One or two slip-ups and you're out of the race for second. So pressure is on. I would say Nomads should just about edge a home win against the Met, but it won't be an easy game. And the Bangor and TNS game, there's two ways of looking at this. I think you heard Roscoe in his interview saying he'd love to avenge the 5-2 drubbing they had the first time this season. So other people might be looking at it and saying it's the right time to play TNS because they've won the title already by 18 points or something, but I don't think it is. It's not in their way, you know, of preparing. And I think he'd like to try and avenge that hammering at the start of the season. So what a game that's going to be next Saturday tea time. Bangor need to win, I think, to stay right in the race for second. TNS looking to avenge a 5-2 drubbing early on in the season. Game on.
Alex Darlington will be an interesting character in that game, won't he? It'd be ironic if he scores the winner.
Oh, I'm sure. Listen, he had some great years at TNS, but there's nothing better than if you travel somewhere else playing against your own club. You know, you could have loved your time at the club or not. You get the winner, it's special. So Darlington will be, you know, eight. And I tell the Rittenberg is fast, proving himself as a good goal scoring acquisition for Bangor over the last 18 months, and he's popping the goals in regularly, so he could be the man to watch.
Now, let's have a look at the bottom of the league, because that's just as exciting, isn't it? Still a chink of light there for the opportunity for Carmarthen. And we have to say, after Aberystwyth losing and Carmarthen winning, Neil, 50% win ratio, Smothers is delighted.
We obviously come up here with the way we want to play and how we want to do things, but ultimately it did come down to winning. I asked the boys to work hard, be disciplined and find a way to win, and I think they did all three of them things today.
Yeah. It's not easy to come up to Prestatyn any time of the year. The pitch was in better condition today, I thought, than usual, and the conditions were quite present for a change to what we're used to up here.
Yeah, to be fair, like I said, the sun was shining and the pitch was in really good condition. Neither, to be honest, which we were expecting. Yeah. But like I said, I think the boys went out, they adapted well to what we asked them to do. And like you said, you can't ask for more than a clean sheet and 3 points.
Yeah, and another challenge next week away to Newtown.
Yeah, all challenges, all like you said, all teams in the bottom six are good teams and bring different challenges, and Newtown are no different. Obviously, they're well drilled with Chris. They've got some really good players. So, you know, we go back, we train in the week, and we prepare for next weekend.
So, here we go, Jonah. We all thought that the gap was widening. Aberystwyth, Carmarthen on the road next weekend, both of them. Could the old goal close the gap further?
I think it might just be a step too far, but I'm really pleased for Neil Smothers, Smudger, as we know him. Listen, he's an ex-player of mine, and great job he's done. He's down the bottom, right? He's down the bottom. They look dead and buried. But if they are going to go down, right, they've gone down with a great scrap. Another great win from yesterday at Prestatyn, who, again, they're not rolling. None of these teams down the bottom are rolling over. They're showing that they want to stay in the Welsh Premier and stay in there with a bit of pride, even if they're getting relegated. But Smothers has had a good run at the moment with Carmarthen Town, and I hope it's impressing the people around that if they do go down to the Welsh League, I hope they give him the chance to try and bring them back up at the first attempt.
Barry hosts Prestatyn in the other game we haven't spoken about. Is this the mathematics better than me on this one, Jonah? Is this the game that if Prestatyn lose, they could be condemned to relegation?
Yeah, I think so. I think Gaz will know that, but they've fought and scrapped in every game. I'd like to count the amount of times Prestatyn have been defeated by the odd goal, and there's obviously a lot of points could have turned back their way had they most probably, you know, found a goal scorer who could have got 20 for them, and most probably would have kept them up. But they've if they do go down, like I said, they've gone down with it. They haven't gone down with a whimper at all. They've gone down with a great scrap. Barry at the moment are the team to be on, aren't they? They're winning every week. That could be their sixth or seventh win in a row. To go to Aber yesterday and win 2-0 against an Aber team who, you know, they have been in decent form at Park Avenue anyway, but Barry seem to be the team at the moment, and they could go into European playoffs in form. It's lining up at the moment. It looks like maybe Barry and Kevin Druids would be the first Euro playoff game, and that would be a tough one to call. I think home advantage would be key to the Druids. Otherwise, I think Barry would be warm favourites the way they're playing at the moment.
Anyway, that's it for another podcast. Of course, we have to say congratulations to the New Saints for their seventh title in a row, and I'm sure we'll be seeing more from them, well, hopefully, certainly in Europe in the summer and beyond after that. Me and Joan are back with a special extra ex-Easter treat on Wednesday, looking back at how things are shaping up in the Welsh Football League with some special guests. That's coming soon. But for now, say goodbye, Jonah.
All the best, Mark, and well done the champions again. TNS, congratulations.
Maybe it's time for you all to know all of the places we plan to go. And when our future comes to pass, you know we've got the strength to last. And when the old boys shout out loud, heads held high and they stand so proud. And when the bells all ring and the boys all sing for the lads as they take the crown. We'll be right back. maybe the time is right for us to find our dreams. And maybe it's time for you all to know all of the places we plan to go.
Them two guys are a club. And I can tell you now, right, them two are going to take us to another place.